What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time once again on a Saturday morning to talk cars or trucks or vans or the problems you are having with yours. And maybe we can get some answers before you bring it in for service at your favorite shop or your favorite dealer. Nick Stoffel, who happens to be an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, runs that joint, by the way, a great place. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny.
Did that week go by pretty fast for you, too?
You know, they seem to be speeding up as we go along this summer. And, you know, school starts in like just a couple of weeks, which we don't want to talk about that quite yet. But, it's flying by, that's for sure.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Again, first of all, it's hard to believe it's August. And then we're going to talk State Fair and, like you said, back to school. And this time of year, we always seem to talk about parents or grandparents would like to gift their grandson, granddaughter, or child, a new and or used vehicle, especially used, specifically talking used vehicles. And a good idea is if you're looking at one, to bring it to Lloyd's or a good shop for kind of a once-over. What do you guys call that?
Yeah, we call it, you know, just that, a used vehicle inspection. And, you know, with the price of vehicles and the cost of repairs these days, I can't stress enough how much you need to have that, you know, inspection done, even if they have a really good thick file of history of repairs and maintenance that was done on the vehicle. You want to have your people get a fresh take look of it and make the decision, or help you make the decision, whether or not that's a vehicle for you.
What is the technician, specifically Lloyd's now, let's talk, what's looked at?
Well, you try to touch everything, you know. You go for a good test drive, you know, the tires, the brakes, the steering, suspension, you know, under hood. You want, you know, all the bells and whistles will say. You're not disassembling anything. You're not doing some deep diagnostics of any sorts, but you're getting a good feel, a good gauge of, you know, is there anything obviously wrong with the vehicle? Is there anything due as far as, you know, maintenance coming up soon? You know, the last thing you want to do is spend thousands of dollars on a vehicle just to turn around and spend $1,000 repairing it. So a lot of that information can help you with negotiating the price of the vehicle also. So it's just a very thorough once-over to make sure you know what you're buying, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, it's a good idea all the way around. If you have any kind of a car care question, we'd love to hear from you either by phone or by text. And I always like to say sooner rather than later, because Nick takes his leave about 7:45. Our time goes by so quickly. We'd love to hear from you. Phone it in, text it in, whatever your car care question happens to be. Here's the number for either, 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. Any kind of a car care question, whatever's on your mind this morning. Earlier, in fact, it came in real early this morning, And we talked about this a number of times, many times over the past 30 years. We had a lot of heavy rain this morning in some parts of CCO land. Some people had to drive through some deep water. And a texter wants to say, or wants to ask rather, what can happen? First of all, don't do it if you possibly can avoid it. But what can happen to a vehicle if you do drive through a kind of a deep water?
You know, that's a good question, and you know, you're absolutely right. If you see standing water that you don't know how deep it is, don't drive into it. You know, a lot of things, the vehicle can get swept away. The vehicle can get water places it shouldn't. You know, a lot of the electronics, some vehicles are in the floorboard of the vehicle, and if you get water high enough and you get moisture into that floorboard, you can damage a lot of those electronics. If it gets deep enough or somehow you end up with water making its way into the intake of the engine, you can hydrolock the engine, which would essentially destroy the engine. So it's not to be taken lightly. You know, obviously you'll see, you know, commercials and TV shows and vehicles that have been specially equipped to do such things. Our cars are not. The ones that we drive every day are not meant for that. So, you know, if you see standing water, like you said before, avoid it, turn around, go back the other way, find another route.
Have you seen that vehicles brought into Lloyd's or towed into Lloyd's that they actually need a new engine?
I can remember, I don't know how many years ago, but somebody was on the South Metro 494, one of those underpasses, and it had just one of those, like this morning, you know, it didn't rain very long, but it had come down. And you get so much standing water, then they're going along the interstate, and you know, they were slowing down, but there's enough water that made its way up into the engine, and that engine locked right up. You know, you can't compress water like that, and there's no place for it to go, so something has to give, and it's going to be the engine.
Yeah. Don't do that. 651-461-9226, looking at another question about brake fluid. How often should one change the brake fluid? You know, that's one thing I have not looked at my maintenance schedule. And is that something should be done? What is the typical thing on newer cars with brake fluid?
Well, you know, to be honest, we typically service it when we do the brakes. You know, some vehicles, you know, if the brakes last, you know, significant longer, we might do it sooner. But it gets discolored. You know, it's hydroscopic, meaning it absorbs moisture. That hydraulic system shouldn't have moisture in it. It can contain contaminants. It can damage seals and O-rings. Which will affect how the brakes work, make them, you know, maybe they don't last as long in that case, or you have other issues going on. So we typically will oftentimes recommend, based on inspection, changing that fluid when we're replacing the brakes.
All right. Let's grab a phone call this morning. Kelly calling in from West St. Paul, I believe. Kelly, good morning. What is your question for Nick?
I don't have a question. I have an answer to three questions that came up last week. The first one was... A woman called in with a 50 Plymouth that she couldn't get into reverse. I had a 49 Plymouth that uses that same manual transmission. And where most of the manual transmissions back in that era had two rods coming out the sides with levers on them. One was for first and reverse, and the other was for second and third. But on the BorgWarner used in those Plymouth, there's one primary shaft with a lever that does both, and there's a little lever that moves that rod in and out of the transmission. So when it moves one way, it's first reverse. When that little lever moves the big rod in, it's second and third. So the answer to her problem is there's an adjustment down by the transmission, and I think there's an adjustment for that little rod at the base of the steering column. And they should just adjust that or wiggle it, and they'll be able to get it in reverse. It's a common problem of those old BorgWarners. That little rod right. gets out of adjustment.
All right, Kelly. Now, that was one now. You have a couple more answers.
Okay, the next one is eco mode. Some engines actually deactivate cylinders, and the most common one is the Chevy V8. In eco mode, it runs on four cylinders, and I don't think you can see the fuel economy change in town because you're not using much horsepower, but I know on the highway from friends and personal experience, it makes a significant change in fuel economy when they deactivate cylinders. The third and final thing is, oil level in engines, the danger is if the oil level is too high and the rotating crankshaft beats in it, it aerates the oil And air and oil do not make a good lubricant. But a closing note on that, look at the area of the oil pan sump and imagine if you added only a few extra ounces of oil. Would it change the level significantly? Most likely not. But again, the safest answer is what Nick said. Put in the amount of oil that the manufacturer recommends.
Yeah. Well, all right. Kelly, thank you. Some interesting, and I don't know if you have a comment, Nick, before we take a break, but Nick, Kelly had some good insight there.
Well, and like we've said over the years, our listeners are amazing. Like, you know, the do-it-yourselfers, the history lesson, too. I mean, like, you know, we don't, as you were speaking about the transmission of levers, I can visualize that, but, you know, I've never personally seen that, and I think it's great to have people with great feedback.
Especially on a vehicle that's that old. Excuse me, interesting stuff. All right, hang on, Nick. We'll take a break. Let's invite our listeners to join in on the conversation. If you have any kind of a car care question, question or comment like Kelly, you can call us or text us 651-461-9226. Keep in mind, Nick will take his leave about 7:45, making way for Ted Farrell's Wine Chat. So if you have an issue with your car, your truck, your van, you want to know what's wrong with it, call us or text us here on this Saturday morning. From News Talk 830 WCCO. That reminds me, we will be out at the WCCO Broadcast Center the first Saturday of the fair doing our usual shows from 6 to 10 in the morning. And I believe, according to the boss, Ryan Perpich, our producer, has drawn that particular straw. Although Ryan loves the fair, he tells us, Nick. So, and I know we'll be talking with you, Nick, either live. It's going to be live either way, but either on your system or live at the fair. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, we'll be there first Saturday of the fair. Hope to see some good folks out there. In the meantime, we're answering any kind of a car care question you may have as usual this morning. 651-461-9226. Nick, let's grab a phone call from Tom calling from St. Paul. Tom, thanks for hanging on. What is your question, please?
Morning. My college-age son just bought a used car, and it's in good shape. He's excited about it. The previous owner was a smoker, so I know it's been cleaned a few times, but there's definitely still a scent in the car. And his birthday's coming up, and I was thinking of giving him a gift certificate to a body shop, thinking they might be the best solution to get the car as clean up, get rid of the smoke odor as much as possible. And I was curious if that's a good move or not, or if I should do it by myself.
No, obviously we're in a lot of cars and what we do, and you can definitely smell that, you know, that lingering cigarette smoke. And, you know, I would go online. A body shop may do it. Some of these higher-end car wash operations might have an interior detail, like back-to-new type deal, where they're really getting all the nooks and crannies and shampooing the carpet and the upholstery the best they can, because, you know, that smell just kind of works its way into everything there. And I think, you know, you're on the right path. You know, doing it yourself, you can try, but we just don't have all the, you know, the tricks of the trade and all the tools and all the proper chemicals to try to do that. So I would, you know, call around, look online. You know, there's a place just south of us here in Eagan. I can't think of the name of the outfit. My wife had a car detailed out here earlier in the spring, and it really did come back about as good as new on a used vehicle. So I would look online, and you'll find yourself a good place.
You're right about that. I think a detail shop is the go-to place, and I would guess that you'll be able to find one that with that specific thing. A good one, yeah. Have you ever had a vehicle detailed, Nick? You said your wife's car?
My wife. Well, I try to. Yeah, our kids are getting older now, but I tried when they were younger, try to keep food out of my car with them because it would be, you know, you end up with, you know, and like, we've seen it all. You know, I mean, working at the shop, people will come in, like, I got this horrible order, and we found, like, a baby bottle that had been under the seat for too long. And so you learn from those experiences, like, I don't have that to be my car. So I try to keep it clean. And, you know, my predecessor, you know, how he was very detail oriented. So, working for him, I had that work truck that he had owned, so I had to make sure to keep it like new. So it's been ingrained in me just not to let it get too bad.
You have a car care question, love to hear from you. Again, either by phone or by text. You want to call and chat with Nick or just send him a text. 651-461-9226. Speaking of clean, I don't know if this made someone else think about cleaning the engine. I saw, and before you answer that listener's question about how or if you should clean your engine compartment, I saw, and again, it could be all marketing, some video of a guy said, I got this product here. You just spray it on and wipe it off. He did not rinse it off. What about cleaning the engine? Because I know you guys, you do it professionally and you know how to do it. What not to do? Let's start with that.
Well, you know, it's you don't take a pressure washer under the hood of your vehicle, for sure. And we do it every day. You know, you do a larger job, you get a lot of fluids and chemicals and such. You know, and we want to clean that off to make it look as clean and like new as possible. But, you know, we're not running the water into the intake of the engine, which we kind of talked about earlier. You know, a lot of the electronics we try to, you know, shy away from because, you know, if it's under the hood, it's pretty well weather packed or weather designed. But, you know, when you have the hood open, you have a hose there and you're spraying water directly into something, it can penetrate. So don't be very careful. You know, we kind of, you know, it's more than a mist. It's a shower, we'll call it. You know, we'll use our degreaser to clean up the area that we're working, and we'll use the showering of the hose to kind of rinse it and clean it off. Then we follow up and we take compressed air to blow it all out because the other thing is that the moisture sits there. It can create a lot of humidity. It gets into the ignition system. You end up with a misfire. So we want to make sure it's all blown dry. You know, you run the vehicle to make sure everything, you know, warms up and dissipates. And at that point, we close the hood and go down the road. So, like you said, we do this every day. We have the compressor with the air. We have the cleaning agent that's appropriate. So we have some of the things available to us and a place for the water to go, too. You know, you don't want to do this in your driveway and have it running down the street. So be very careful if you're going to try to, you know, if you're going to rinse it a little bit to get rid of the dust, I'm sure that's fine. You get a couple rags, dry it off, you'll be fine there. But anything more than that, I would pause and make sure you know what you're getting yourself into.
Speaking of cleaning, one thing I wanted to do, and I remember trying it with another car I used to have, it was impossible to get the hose in there. I wanted to kind of back flush the radiator, you know, with all the cotton balls in the air and who knows, critters. Is that still doable? Can a do-it-yourselfer do that?
You know, what you're alluding to is, you know, especially this summer, we've been using the air conditioning in our cars and our houses. I mentioned houses, too, because you should take your garden hose, go over to your AC unit, and you look at the fins there, and there's probably a lot of cottonwood stuck to it.
Oh, yeah.
Rinse that off, because your air conditioning system in your house will appreciate it, and so will you, because it won't have to work as hard, less electricity, and have a better turnout, have a better air in your house. But you're just right there on the front of the vehicle. You know, they have very tight area of the radiator, the condenser, sometimes another cooler for transmission or steering, all sandwiched together. And a lot of that debris from the trees and the roads get into that area and restrict the airflow. So if you have a way to see it, you can get in there, simply with the hose, once again, and rinse that down, that'll be fine. Oftentimes, unfortunately, we have to take some of the plastic paneling off to gain access to get a really good job there because, you know, this summer it's been so warm so often that we've had quite a few people say, well, it's working, it's just not as good as it used to. And sometimes it can be because it's low in refrigerant, but sometimes it's because that airflow is restricted, not allowing the air conditioning to work properly.
Yeah, and you're right about the AC outside. I do that generally twice a summer because it's amazing what can collect there. I do it both from the inside and from the outside. But you got to be careful, right? You don't want to bend those fins.
No, you don't want to bend those fins. And, you know, and here we're talking about houses. But yeah. You start at the top, and you just take in the garden hose, and you're not trying to make a squirt gun out of it. You just a nice showering, I guess is what I like to use the word. And you just start at the top, and you can kind of watch it on like cottonwood, and all that cottonwood that's kind of collect and work its way to the bottom. You can rinse it off, sweep it up, and on your way. But you don't need to go in there with you don't use a pressure washer.
No.
You know, we don't want to bend anything, and that makes it even worse.
Looking at a text, Nick, from a listener as far as getting the deodorizing that vehicle. This texter, he or she said, an ozone machine will help deodorize the interior of vehicles. Have you ever done that or heard of it?
Yeah, I have, and it does work. You just have to be careful because if you go too long or too hard, that there's a different smell to that ozone machine, and it can also be a little unpleasant. So I think it's a good thing to pull the initial shock out of it if you have one accessible. And, you know, at that point, they maybe use a different type of smelling agent to, you know, maybe freshen things up. But I would, they do work. Just be careful you don't go too long.
Good deal. Hang on, Nick. We're going to take a break and see what that forecast calls for. Let's invite our listeners to join in. We still have some time for your car care question. You can call it in or you can text it in at 651-461-9226. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive. We'll find out how to get in touch with those guys when we come back here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to the remaining minutes of our car care show. Denny Long here, along with Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive. I forgot to ask you, for those that don't know, Nick, where are you guys located? How do we get in touch?
Absolutely. As you know, we're in St. Paul. We're at 982 Grand in St. Paul, which is two blocks east of Lexington Parkway. So if you're out and about, stop and say hi. If you have a question, we will absolutely help. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. And finally, don't forget to check out our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
Very good. We'll get you that info when Nick takes his leave, which is in a few minutes. Call us or text us. Still some time for your car care question at 651-461-9226. Another tip from a listener who's used Stanley Steamer. They have a machine they said they can put inside your vehicle for smoke. They leave the machine in your car. And just leave it in there. I wonder if that's the same process as you and I were talking about.
It sounds like it. And, you know, once again, our listeners are very well informed, and it takes a village sometimes, and I'm happy that we have the help.
What do you do with, I know we've had questions about this in the past, if there is this, and they've checked it out for, you know, dead critters, if you have kind of a, let's talk about mold or mildew smell in a vehicle. What would you do first? Change the cabin filter?
Yeah, we're going to want to change the cabin filter, and it depends to what extent. You know, they're all designed a little bit differently, and most often that smell becomes, when we run the air conditioning, there's that condensation, there's moisture. If that moisture is not able to find its way out through the drain because there's some debris, whatever it might be, some leaves or whatever that made to the base of that cowling, we'll get that musty smell. So sometimes we can change the cabin filter. There's been situations we actually end up removing the blower motor to gain better access to get in there and try to wipe it out and clean it out. But there's also a lot of these, once we've done that part, you know, to kind of freshen it up, there's these chemicals that you can actually spray and run through the intake, which is at the base of the windshield, and you run the HVAC system, and it describes it in the instructions, but it kind of runs it through the ductwork to kind of freshen it up, clean it up, and you know, believe it or not, it works pretty well, and you have a nice, good, fresh-smelling air conditioning heating system again.
All right. I'm looking at a text, and I agree with this listener because I've seen a lot of videos, as he or she has, about cleaning headlights. Now, again, it could be just marketing ploys, but they see these videos where the headlights are just completely obliterated, and they just spray this stuff on, and it comes right off. Have you ever, I know you guys, Lloyd's, the pros use a different technique, but have you ever heard about any of these cleaners?
You know, yeah, I have, and my response is follow the instructions, carefully do as it describes. Some of them will work to some extent. Some of them, I think, might be some marketing. And then, you know, I always have those, the home brews, which I would advise you not to do. A lot of, you know, we have great listeners, and people have mentioned in the past about using different home products to try to do the same thing. And you just have to be careful. That headlight capsule can be hundreds of dollars. If you do something where you damage it and you ruin the plastic there where the headlights just can't, you know, the light doesn't get out, now you're looking at a very costly repair. And like you said, we have this product or the system that's actually, we're taking that oxidation and gently, carefully sanding it off. And it's like a 5-step process with different levels of grit. And then we have a polishing compound that, you know, kind of freshens it up to make them clear again. So it takes us, you know, 45 minutes or so aside. You know, it's an hour and a half, 2 hours to do this process. And it does work, but the patience, the know-how. So if you're going to do it yourself, make sure you watch a lot of videos, make sure you learn about it. It's not something that you can go out there and wipe on and wipe off as advertised or appear to be advertised. It just doesn't work right.
Yeah. Let's grab another phone call, Nick. Roxanne checking in this morning from Minneapolis, I believe. Good morning, Roxanne. What is your question for Nick?
My car just turned 50,000 miles. What do you think about buying an extended warranty? It's a 2020 Equinox, and it would cost $4,600 at Roseville Chevrolet. Extended warranty.
Yep, extended warranties can be very good. You have to do your diligence in reading the finite points. I understand that the salesperson is going to tell you, covers everything, it's great, nothing to worry about. Remember, though, that's the person selling you the product. Down the road, when you have an issue, we've had unfortunate situations where things are not covered. So make sure you read the very fine print. Make sure what they're covering, you know, how they're paying for it, if it's a percentage or if it's the full cost, is there deductibles? I've done this for a really long time, and over the years we've seen some very good extended warranties that have been just wonderful for our customers, and we've seen some very frustrated people who have spent a lot of money on these things where claims that we feel should be covered are declined. So just do your diligence, read on them, it's a matter of opinion, you know. It's one of those things where that's a lot of money you're talking about. And I wonder if you took that money and put it in a savings account and left it alone and just used it as needed over that same period of time, 2 or 3 years, whatever it might be. I've always told people I would bet that you'll probably have most of that money still in that account once you get through that time frame. So they can be helpful, sense of security, but they are very costly. So just be very careful and read all the fine.
Well, that you said it before. Read that fine print. Makes a huge difference, like anything else you're signing. Let's see here. Driver's side auto window goes up, then halfway down, I changed the switch, read YouTube video to recalibrate, didn't work, clean the inner part of the door trim, still not working.
That's a good one. I guess what we'd want to do is, if it's got auto feature, we could probably see it as a PID in the scan tool to see what it's seen or not seen. A lot of times when these windows go back down, it's because they see the current, the amperage go up, thinking there's something in the window, so it doesn't want to hurt. So the default is when it sees a spike in that amperage, it's going to reverse itself. So something is being misread there. What I don't know, we'd have to dig a little bit deeper. You've done the switch. Make sure it's a good quality switch, not something inexpensive off of online, because those can kind of create a bit of some trouble there. Is the motor still operating fine, or is it pulling too much current? So there's a lot of different potential issues there. I would probably have someone get a little closer look, but I'm sure it's repairable.
Nick, it doesn't say what type of vehicle it is, but the question is, can a rear camera be repaired or replaced, generally speaking, I guess?
Yeah, typically they can be replaced. Some are not so difficult. You know, they're usually part of like the license plate bracket in that vicinity where you can, you know, remove the inner panel and pretty quickly accessible. Some of the original ones are a little more difficult because the wiring kind of got snuck into places not easily to find. But I don't know of any real repair. It's kind of a plug-and-play operation. And, if you know, you don't hold me to this, but I don't think that they're horribly expensive. So if you're just kind of on the fritz, you know, I think that's one of those things where obviously it doesn't affect you driving down the road, but as far as safety goes, I think you need to have that operating, especially if somebody's walking behind you or somebody little's walking behind you, you want to be able to see them.
I think we got time for one more, and we get this from time to time. How often should I get a front end alignment?
That's a great question. Depends on tire wear. You know, I mean, it could be a maintenance item. Maybe you want to do it at a certain interval. But when we are rotating tires, and if we see something abnormal, you know, during the life of the tire, we'll recommend it. When you replace your tires, depending how, if they wore really well and they look nice and even smooth, maybe it's not necessary. But if you see a little inner edge wear or something abnormal, it's a great time to do that. You know, the last thing you want to do is put a new set of tires on a vehicle, have it be out of alignment, and shorten their life or ruin them, or, you know, have a poor drivability situation.
Yeah. We have to head out of here, Nick, and I hope you can come back next week for some more Q&A. What do you say?
I think that sounds like a plan, Denny.
And in the meantime, for those that need help with you and from you and your crew, how do we find you at Lloyd's?
Yes, sir. So if you're in St. Paul, you know, it's going to be a beautiful week. Stop and say hi. We're at 982 Grand Avenue. So if you're out shopping or getting a bite to eat, you'll see us. We have those big planters out front, and the flowers are fully bloom. It's been a great summer for the planters. If you have a question before you take it into your shop or wherever, call us. We'll help you. 651-228-1316. You'll find all that information and more on our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
Very good, Nick. Thanks for the help, and let's talk next week.
All right, Denny. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.